feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's
This is the group from Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Philippines, Malaysia, Thailand, Japan, Korea, Hong Kong, and China. Do all of you constantly remain cheerful on seeing your elevated fortune? Do you? See how much praise the Bhagats sing even now of your elevated fortune. They are remembering all of you with so much love. Whom are they calling out to? Are they calling out to you? Do you know which images you are? Do you? All are your images. The memorial of your elevated fortune from this time lasts for 5,000 years and is still continuing even now. Your fortune is so long that it is not forgotten even after 5,000 years. Do you have that much intoxication? Why do the Bhagats remember you with love? Because you have had love for the Father. You loved the Father, and that is why they remember you with love. This is why always continue to move with the consciousness that you are a constantly elevated soul. You are not ordinary. Avyakta Murli, 13th February 1992. Self-remembering. This was the term coined by one of the philosophers of the Western world. Self-remembering. You remember yourself, who you are, what you are, what is your nature, what is the purpose of life, what is the reason for your advent. What are you doing? What you ought to do? Remembering everything about oneself. Self-remembering. It is not that our original nature has been snatched away or stolen. It is forgotten. You know it but you have forgotten. A slight fillip, a stimulus it needed, and everything comes in front of your eyes. The play is of purity and impurity. Every day in Murli we listen to these words. This is an impure world. This is a dirty world. Every soul has become impure. There was a time when it was a pure world and every soul was pure soul. We keep on listening to this. Baba reminds us of our innate pristine purity, original purity. That is his method of transformation. Be pure. Why you have to become pure? Because when you descended on this earth, when you began your journey, you were extremely pure. There's a book in English, Man the Unknown, written by one of the greatest scholars, Carroll. He says, he has asked a very pertinent question. Why man has degraded? Why the man has degraded? What is the reason? And the answer is civilization. Man has come to a civilization where the very possibility of improvement is impossible. He has created such an atmosphere of progress. He thinks that he is progressing, but in fact, there has occurred a gradual degradation. So we need to remind ourselves of what we were, what we have become, what were the situations, environment when we descended on this earth. The earth was heaven, now the earth has become hell. Why this earth has become hell? Who has made this earth hell? This is the reason. This is the thing to be pondered upon. What is that factor which has led to the creation of hell? Baba says, you are living in this hell. This is a dirty world. Forget this old world and forget this old body. We keep on hearing such statements time and again in Murlis. How to go back to that original purity? The same thing. Baba says, keep on churning this knowledge. The knowledge should drop in your intellect throughout the day. It should keep on dribbling in your intellect throughout the day. Why this has happened? Why? We have fallen down. Why the fall from grace? In Bible it is shown Adam eats the apple and is driven out of heaven. Which apple he ate? The forbidden apple of vices. Paradise lost, paradise regained. So Baba is telling something very important today. That you are not ordinary. Don't make the mistake of thinking yourself to be an ordinary soul. If you think of yourself as ordinary, what will happen? Sukhdev bhai. If you think of yourself as, there's a joke in Hindi, if you think of yourself as aam, people will eat you like. If you think of yourself as aam, People will do what? They'll eat you like a pickle. So you are not ordinary. Why you are not ordinary? Because till now your devotees are worshipping you. Why they worship you? Because you had love for the Father. So love for God in the confluence age leads to your worship by devotees, by bhagats, till now. And you are not ordinary. Every human being is unique, remember that. And especially Brahmins are absolutely unique. There cannot be any comparison between two Brahmins. Everyone is unique. We have to understand our uniqueness. And you cannot become carbon copy of anybody. We are told always, follow Brahma Baba, copy him, be like him. That's fine. But this statement has got various dimensions. This statement has got multiple meanings. Follow him with what? The same situations may not arise in our lives. The situations are very different. So when I will follow like him? He was opposed. I am not opposed. So how can I follow him? So many people will come with different opinions. So this one statement, follow the Father, it has got various meanings. It doesn't mean imitation. It doesn't mean plain imitation. Somebody starts wearing clothes like Brahma Baba, so will he become like Brahma? There are two Brahmas. One is Vyakt, another is Avyakt. One is incomplete, another is complete. Make the aim of becoming complete Brahma, who is in the subtle world. That is the aim. If suppose in the times of Brahma Baba himself, if suppose some brother would have come absolutely wearing clothes like him and say, see Baba, I have become like you, Baba would have become happy. Same, everything like same hairstyle, same clothes. This has to be understood deeply. The knowledge which is available to us now, much of the knowledge before 60s, that is lost, not written. There were many deep secrets which are not there in Murlis. Why? Because the present world, the population may not understand the high standards told by God. So many of the things are missing in them, deliberately, purposefully. Because if those things are told to newcomers, it will be a big stone like for them on their heart, and they might run away. Listening to that knowledge, there were very deep secrets about food, about purity, about sleep, about vairag, about lust, about vices, very, very deep secrets. What is available now is very different. So, this follow Father has got many dimensions. Don't think that follow Father means imitation, just copying. Every human being is different. And every human being has to devise his own way to become perfect. There cannot be one way of perfection. The basic will remain same, but as per the situation, circumstances, natures, and your environment, your circumstances, your place, your karmic accounts. Depending upon so many things, there could be different ways, different methods. One method cannot be followed. As many Brahmins are there, there are as many different ways. If I give you one topic, if one topic is given to 10 Brahmins, for example, purity. This is one topic given to 10 Brahmins. Each one of them will quote a Murli, will quote examples from Dadis and Brahma and give a different version of purity. If I give the topic of food to 10 Brahmins, they all will take out statements from Murlis, Sakar, Avyakt, and they all will quote Dadis and Brahma and they will give different 10 different interpretations. And they all will say that this is the only method to become like the Father. That is their understanding. And they will give it so, with so much clarification and so much faith that it, when you listen to that person, it appears that he is the only right one. Oh, he is right. He is quoting Brahma, he is quoting Dadis, he is quoting Murlis, Sakar and Avyakt. And own experiences, and not only the experiences of all the seniors. So that makes him perfectly all right. But then the other person comes. Then he also does the same, and the two philosophies are diametrically opposite. This can happen. Just on one topic. Because why this is happening? At a lower level of consciousness, all this happens. As you go up and up, you have no desire to debate with anybody. You go above everything. You have no desire for going in any arguments. Because now you are entering the widening of sphere of consciousness. You are entering the higher levels, and at higher level, there is no problem. The problems are at lower level. All people are fighting at lower level. Oh, Baba has said this. He says, no, Baba has said this. Oh, Baba has said to eat this. Baba has said not to eat this. Baba has said this about purity. Baba has said not about this. Baba has said to remain serious. Other person says, no. Baba said to remain ramnik, entertaining. Somebody says, no, no, you both are wrong, Baba. Baba has said to keep a balance. And there is no balance in his own life. The one who says about, talks about balance. So, this knowledge is not about arguments. This knowledge is not about debate. This knowledge is not about proving that I am right and you are wrong. This knowledge is not about saying that this is my experience. This is quotation from Murli. This is Sakar Murli. This is Avyakta Murli. This is Dadis who did. This is the Janki Dadi who did. This is Brahma Baba and this is Mamma who did. That's why I do this. Such statements shows immaturity. Everyone has to learn from his own sphere of experience. Though we say follow the Father, but for everyone, this statement has got different meaning. That's why everyone has to devise his own method. Everyone will have to devise his own methodology. Everyone will have to devise his own principles. Follow purity. But how? Somebody is married, somebody is unmarried. For a married person, it is a different circumstances. For an unmarried, it is a different circumstances. For somebody whose childhood is traumatic, it's very different circumstances suddenly to follow celibacy. For somebody who has no knowledge of celibacy, till the time he came here in Yajna, and after coming in Yajna, he got to know about impurity. There are people who had experienced life of intense impurity before coming in Gyan. The life was very, very vicious. And when they came in Gyan, they understood purity. This is one example. Another had no experience of impurity. It is after coming in Yajna, after getting surrendered, after taking oath of Brahmacharya, now they are getting attracted towards body. Now they are breaking, they have broken their principles of Brahmacharya multiple times. And there is an associated guilt consciousness. This is a different circumstances. Now, if I say follow father, it has different meaning for different people. There is a sister who is surrendered for last 40 years. There is a brother who is here since last 50 years. What knowledge are you going to teach them? They have given courses to millions. And if impurity enters in their mind, or if attachment enters their mind, or if their health deteriorates, there is a feeling of upheaval, disturbance. Who will convince them or who will counsel them? Now the statement, follow the father, is different here. So you cannot give the same statement and the same statements or examples from the lives of Dadis and Brahma and other Murlis. These people, they know each and every line of Murli. But 5 years Murli, they must have heard so many times. What knowledge are you going to teach them? So it's not about that. That's why the path to perfection, everyone is unique here. Everyone is not a single person is ordinary. Every Brahmin Baba is saying is unique. So a unique path has to be invented, searched, discovered, found out. And you have to make effort for it. Whatever is your circumstances, whatever is your profession, your duty, your timings, as per that you have to find the path. There's a great example of a Zen master, Rinzai. So there was a Zen monastery. The guru died. The main person who was there, the Zen master, died. And he appointed Rinzai as the successor. So this Rinzai was appointed as a guru. But all the other disciples were very jealous of him. They started finding faults with him because he was going absolutely against his master. Whatever master taught, he never did that. And they had a meetings every day. Brainstorming meeting. That this is an unfit person. We should have been guru. Our master made a mistake. He should not be a guru. And every day they had a huge meetings. And one day the meeting was so hot. And even Rinzai was called and told to sit in that meeting. And he heard all the arguments of all the people. They all were talking against him. And they had good examples from the lives of their previous master, guru. You are not following Srimad. You are not supposed to be here. After listening to all of them, he said, my own master never followed his guru. And he never taught me imitation. Rather, he taught me, be a light unto yourself. Be a light unto yourself. Appa Deepo Bhava. That is the last statement of Buddha. Do not follow me. Appa Deepo Bhava. Be a light unto yourself. Samma Sati. Means, find your own path to perfection. Don't remain dependent on me. You can take some lessons from my life. I am virtuous. I have a perfect dharana of brahmacharya. You can learn from me. But that doesn't mean that you should follow me. Don't try to come near me. You have to devise your own path. You have to devise your own method. How many people listen to Murli per day? What is the total number of Brahmins? Maybe 15 lakh across the world? Round about 1500,000. So these 1500,000 people, do they understand Murli in the similar manner? Everyone's understanding is different. There is somebody who is 1 year old, 1 day old. There is somebody who is in 50 years here, where somebody is in Yajna, somebody is in Madhuvan, somebody is in center, somebody is doing job. And there are some people who follow teachings of Brahma Kumari, but they don't go to center, they don't attach themselves to Brahma Kumari. They remain freelancers. They say that we don't want to get attached to any institution. But they learn from all. They learn from every spiritual institution. And they love the principles. But they don't want to follow themselves. They don't want any badge or dress or anything. They want to remain free. So there are people like this. They also listen to Murli. So many different minds. So many different souls. So one path cannot be for all. Everyone has his own path to perfection. as per your imperfections, as per your defects. Somebody has weakness of brahmacharya, he cannot follow, he is not overcoming lust. For some, this lust is no problem at all. His problem is inferiority complex. For somebody, these two are not the problem, but the problem is ego. For third, another person, the problem is not ego, but he is always jealous. For another person, the problem is not about purity, it is all about food. He keeps on thinking only about food all the time. There's no other thought except food, right from the morning till night. For another person, food is useless thing. He is not interested in food at all. He is interested only in exercising and building six apps and becoming bodybuilder. For another person, this is all useless. They are interested in only in yogasana. For another, they are interested only in pranayama. For another, all this is nothing. They are interested only in service. Only seva. For others, this is all stupidity. The only thing is sit in yoga and remember Baba. So now there are so many different varieties. How can you say that your path is the only path? And there is somebody who does a lot of work who interested in sports. And they also quote Baba. They say Baba used to play badminton if you oppose them. If you oppose any one of these things, any persons, they have their murlis with them and quotations from the life of Brahma and Dadis to support their views. So nobody is ready to accept that anybody is wrong. Everybody feels that whatever I am doing, this is the only Tivra Purushartha. This is the only method. And if you are not following this method, you will go to hell. That's why, even now I tell you, please come to me. Otherwise, you will perish. How can there be one method for all? Every apple, every mango is different, you know. Every mango is unique. No two mangoes are similar. So how two Brahmins can be similar? So, find your own path. Search your own, find your own method. What? Designation. Downfall is also different. There are people who have never fallen down. From the time they came in yajna, they are just going up. There are others who have up and down, up and down, up and down. In purity, up and down. In vairagya, up and down. Today they feel intense vairag, and tomorrow they are attached to somebody. Next Sunday's murli, tomorrow's. Baba said, leakage is this. This is the leakage. What is the leakage? Instead of loving father, you start loving a person. You start loving an object. And what these people have done, they have broken the hearts in 1,000 pieces. And God's love is true love, spiritual love, altruistic love, niswarth. This is the love that brings all the broken pieces together. This is the love for the basis of spiritual intoxication. This is the love that gives you all right. This is the love that makes all things easy. This is the magnet to transform the soul. This is the love which is the basis of Brahmin life. God's love, spiritual love, Paramatma Prem. So this love is not there everywhere. There is a leakage. So the degradation is so different. The leakage is different in each and every soul. That's why the statement that follow the Father has got thousands and thousands of meaning. Don't take it as it is. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Bab Dada meeting with different groups. Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Philippines, Malaysia, Thailand, Japan, Korea, Hong Kong, and China. Do all of you constantly remain cheerful on seeing your elevated fortune? Do you see how much praise the Bhagat sing even now of your elevated fortune? They are remembering all of you with so much love. Whom are they calling out to? Are they calling out to you? Do you know which image you are? Do you? All are your images. The memorial of your elevated fortune from this time lasts for 5,000 years and is still continue even now. Your fortune is so long that it is not forgotten even after 5,000 years. Do you have that much intoxication? Why do the Bhagats remember you with love? Because you have had love for the Father. You love the Father, and this is why they remember you with love. This is why always continue to move this, the consciousness that you are a constantly elevated soul. You are not ordinary. Avyakta Murli, 13th February 1992. Om Shanti.